it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Don't forget, tomorrow at 8:05, your chance to win tickets to see Rush with the Daily Megs Morning Show, 8:05 tomorrow. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Seems like a reason to rush to get up, Miles.
Yeah.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Well,
not sober.
For your rules, not sober.
Well. Okay, you're going to see a band one last time, Jules. Are you going to take Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I'm doing Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Okay. What song are you hoping they perform the most?
I don't know. Don't care. Just want to see them.
All right, my plan with Aerosmith is simply this, all right? They're out there playing. They're killing it. They're going to do a great job. I know that. And I want to get a beer. And I go, when do I go? And they say, hey, man, this next one's from the Armageddon soundtrack. That's when I go get a beer.
Oh,
I don't
want to
miss a thing.
For sure.
Well, you're not going to miss that then, right?
Well, I don't want to miss a thing or Angel. Which one of those do you go to the beer line? Because I don't want to have to sit through either.
Oh, I'm not skipping those songs.
Really? Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious. Okay. But Angel was, that CD was massive.
It was.
When I was like in high school.
I get it. Yeah. Just saying. I think. I guess I'll go to the beer line for one of them and maybe go to the bathroom on the other. That's all.
Yeah.
How about Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees?
Anyone want another beer?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
That's from Aerosmith.
Yeah. Of course it is. All right, Julie, here is your question. What does JPEG stand for in the computer world?
God.
Mm-hmm.
JPEG?
JPEG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, that's just...
I don't know. I really don't. Yeah. I can't even think of anything.
You got a guess there, Mike? You're probably the most computer savvy person in the room. So you get a JPEG, right? We've all deal with JPEGs. And then you go, what in the hell does a JPEG? I know what it is, but what does it mean?
Java?
No. Java. That's what I was thinking.
No, that's not it. It is Joint Photographic Experts Group.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. That's the problem is that that kind of lingo I'm terrible with when it comes to computers.
JPEG. All right. Your question, including Malcolm, how many siblings were featured on the TV show Malcolm in the Middle?
I think it's just the three of them.
Is it five?
It's five. Yeah, I thought it was three as well. It is five, yeah. So it was Francis, Reese, then Malcolm in the middle, followed by Dewey, and then Jamie.
Ted reasonably went from three to four, but I was about to do the same thing. He's Malcolm in the middle, so he has to be the middle child. So now it has to be an odd number.
Why do we all think it's three? Like, I thought it was three. Julie thought it was three.
You never thought
it was three. Ted, you thought it was three.
I really only remember him, the brother above him, and Dewey.
And Dewey,
right. Yeah, I never watched the show, but I just, from the clips that I've seen, I remember just three kids that I...
We forget about Reese and Jamie. Yeah, they were there.
Huh.
All right, your question. Crepuscular animals. Crepuscular animals, they're active during what two parts of the day? Think of like a shark.
Breakfast time and lunch time.
Well, I have to say morning and night.
Can you be a little more specific?
Does it have to do with the sun, maybe?
Basically.
Yeah, like... So maybe sunrise and sunset? I don't know.
Judges, what do you think? Sunrise, sunset, or is it... It is dusk and dawn, basically.
Oh, dusk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're tracking. You're tracking. All right, your question. In 1980, Mark David Chapman became famous for murdering what musician?
John Lennon.
All right. Nice job, Julie.
Well done, Julie. Well done.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Okay. Oh, you don't sound happy about that. Okay, then.
I'm making cinnamon rolls.
I bet you are.
Oh, that sounds good.
I wonder why that popped in your head all of a sudden. Hey.
Yeah, you can go for some cinnamon rolls.
That's literally
rolls.
What I'm doing.
It's a 3:30 on cinnamon rolls.
And I'm going to make them, yeah.
Andrea, you're going to see a band for one last time. You take them Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith
it is.
All right, Andrea, your question. Which Kardashian sibling is the oldest?
Robert.
Courtney.
You say, how did you know that?
You're right.
The Kardashians.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, there was the Jenner ones. Like, I just know they're younger. And
they're
all
much
the rest
younger.
Are the same to me.
And, like, for whatever reason, like.
Courtney Kim and who's the
is
other?
Is Courtney the one that dating, or married to the guy from Blink-182?
Yes, that's Travis Barker.
Okay, Travis Barker.
Yeah. That's Courtney.
And then the next one was OJ's kid, right?
What was her name?
Kendall?
No, Kendall's one of the younger.
Chloe.
I
thought Chloe was younger than Kim.
I truly have no idea.
I'm glad we don't know.
I'm very glad.
Well, Kim was the one we knew, and then when the show came out, like for people like me, I was like, "Who is Courtney?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there. From oldest to youngest is Kaylin, Chris, Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Rob, Kendall, and Kylie.
I like the Robs in there.
Hello.
Right, everyone else has a K name. They're like, Rob. They couldn't even be Kevin or Ken or anything. They're like, nah, he's a
Kyle.
Boy. F him. All right, your question. The CN Tower is located in what city?
The what?
CN Tower. The letters. The CN Tower is located in what city?
Charlie November.
Like CNPN?
Is it in the U.S.?
It is in the fine country of Canada.
Oh,
yeah, it's Canada.
Oh, it's not where I'm thinking.
Let's go with Quebec.
That was city.
Quebec City.
Montreal.
Not Montreal. It is in Toronto. And what tower were you thinking of?
For some reason,
I thought that was the new name of the Chicago Tower. Sears Tower.
The Sears Tower is now what you talk about, Willis Tower.
Oh, the Willis Tower. That's right.
The what you talk
Nobody
about, Willis Tower.
Think about Toronto.
Yeah, I wrote the question before the series ended, all right? Just to be fair. Because even when I saw it, I'm like, nobody wants to hear this right now.
No.
That's a big basis of that stupid movie, Canadian Bacon. So they're going to invade Canada, and they're like, we're going to the capital. But they keep going to Toronto. And finally, they're like, it's Ottawa.
Right. All right, your question. A tetrapod is a creature with how many feet?
10?
Yes, eight? The average 10-footed animal that's out there.
Was it insect?
That would be four.
Oh, four.
A horse, an elephant. Oh. What animal are you thinking of that has 10 feet? I'm just curious. I know you're making cinnamon rolls, and we know why, but I'm just imagining.
I was just thinking like a caterpillar, or like a, not a caterpillar, but a...
Like a millipede or something?
You know? Yeah.
A decapede.
My first thing, I just pictured like a horse of 10 feet. Like, what the hell?
Nay.
All right. Your question. Both the Navy and Marine Medals of Honor were established during which war?
The Civil War?
Boom.
Nice job.
All right,
Andre. Very good.
Get back to being high.
Yeah, enjoy your cinnamon rolls.
Go have fun, man.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
That's like the way you're like CN Tower. The what?
I know.
It seems like you shocked her.
Yeah, I know. I was like, did I say something to offend her? I just said CN Tower. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bacholas.
Hola. Matty on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to see a band one last time. You check it out, Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
We'll go Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Wow, they're cleaning
this
up today.
This is
going to
crush Taryn Daly.
Oh, that Rush show would be plenty crowded.
Oh, I know they'll be sold out.
Everyone there. Like I said, there'll be two women. One will be the drummer, one is Taryn. Every other person there will have on black jeans, black chucks, a black t-shirt.
Oftentimes white.
Their hair, always white shoes, and their hair pulled back in a ponytail.
But all of them in a Rush t-shirt.
Every single one of them.
The last show that we went to, we did it with Castle. Castle, Taryn, her husband Brad, me and Ryan.
All right.
I'm wearing a Glenn Campbell t-shirt. Everybody in the meet and greet's got a Rush t-shirt on.
Of course.
Yep.
And I walk up and Getty goes, Glenn Campbell, huh? And I went, yeah, Glenn Campbell. He's like, okay. He was offended that I had another band's t-shirt.
Because it's Rush, and he understands. In his world, it's like if you go to a Seahawks game, unless you're visiting from the other team,
yeah,
everyone wears a Hawks jersey.
Alex was the coolest guy in the world.
He doesn't care.
No, he was fun.
Yeah.
He was I think that rule, Rush fans, that's the first band I noticed that they
more
all
than
do it.
Any band
but
I've
I feel
seen.
Like that rule's kind of gone by the wayside. People wear shirts of the band all the time.
Which to me, because people used to make fun of it. Like, well, why do you wear your team jersey to the sporting
event? Right.
You're going to go see this thing that you're honoring on your shirt. Metallica's pretty bad with that, too, man. Everyone rolls in a Metallica shirt, no doubt about it. But to be fair, Metallica has cooler shirts than Rush.
Well, I like that Pastor Muppets shirt I saw the last time.
That is so awesome.
With Kermit up there.
All right, here's your question.
That is a cool shirt.
What cartoon character did its creator kill in 2017 after it became associated with the white nationalist movement?
Mm-hmm.
I know you know.
Oh, come on. He killed a cartoon.
So he created a cartoon character and against his will got appropriated by the white nationalist movement. So he said, look, I'm done with this.
Is this like a television cartoon or like a cartoon in the Sunday?
Don't act like you don't know Miles. We talk about him all the time.
Yeah, I know you're playing.
I'm trying to save it, Ted.
It's the tattoo on your back, Miles.
I really don't know who this is. No, it's just Richard Nixon.
Is it a really bad drawing of a cartoon?
What's that?
Is it a really bad drawing cartoon that I'm thinking of?
I mean, depending on your perspective.
I think it kind of sucks, but yeah.
Okay.
It used to be very funny.
The two I'm thinking of, it was never funny for me.
All right, Matt, what's your guess?
Don't have one. What tattoo you got on your back, Miles?
Richard Nixon. Is it Dilbert?
No, it's Pepe the Frog.
Pepe the Frog.
I should have answered that quickly if you guys didn't know.
Who's Pepe the Frog?
He's the one who said your back tattoo.
Oh.
I like how Miles tries to play it off.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah. You'll recognize him. You're right. PP the Frog. I just want to see if you recognize him.
Do his legs taste good?
That dude.
This guy?
What did he do? The white nationalist movement just kind of appropriated
like
him. On
4chan, they just used him for everything. Okay. So it became
dude's
kind of
like, no.
So he started wearing, you know, the white nationalist stuff. There were swastikas all over him. He was wearing the uniforms and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the dude's like, this is not what I intended.
Right. And I never got his content, to be fair.
Well, the white nationalists did, Mike.
Yeah, they're known for their funnies.
And being smart. Both of those things. All right, your question.
Tell you what, man, the cookouts are hell.
But they can make some mac and cheese, brother.
Mayonnaise sandwich.
The chicken salad only has raisins.
What did you call Caucasian hot sauce? What was it?
Mayonnaise.
Ranch.
Mayonnaise.
God damn it.
You told me.
You see their uniforms? Blue jeans, white shirts.
Is that guy that you wanted to go on the cooking guy? Do you like?
Oh, the Southern dude?
Yeah. Is that what he refers to it as?
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
No, he just, I mean.
Okay.
But sometimes you just got to know who you are.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I like mayonnaise.
For the record,
I feel like I have to say this now. I am not a white nationalist. I just happen to know who Pepe the Frog is.
Sometimes people think you are, though.
And I look like I could come off as one.
What did you say, a brewer or a white nationalist?
Yeah, I work at a brewery, or I could be super racist.
If I'm casting a movie, if those are the two, you would get cast for all. We need a brewer in the background, Ted Durup. We need a white nationalist in the background, Ted Durup.
You just got an NFL fan.
You got to pick the head a little bit more often.
Yeah, you're right.
The stubbly head does not do you any favors.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What is the name of the crazy AI computer in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey?
I believe he's in our office.
Got it. Nice job, Matt.
It is HAL 9000. I also would have accepted Pepe the Frog.
Pepe the Frog.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave. There's a black man on board.
I'm not letting him onto the space station.
I don't have to take that from you.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Austin.
Hola.
Austin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay.
Sober.
All right. Austin, our men's room poll. You're going to see a band one last time. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Damn, they are killing it today. They better get back out on the road. They're going to make some money.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Hey, Chad.
What up?
Have you been watching Chad Powers?
I haven't started watching yet. I need to.
That's the quarterback one?
Yeah.
How is it, man? Is it funny?
Yeah. It's funny. It's good.
Okay. I talked to somebody the other day. They're like, I'm not even a sports fan, and somehow I've gotten into that show.
Really?
Okay. I think it's is it a little Ted Lasso-y, I guess?
Probably.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And there's only one more episode next week, and then that's the end of the season.
How many was it? 8 episodes?
5. Yeah.
Damn. 5 episodes. That's a season. All right.
That'd be 6. Something like that.
It's amazing to me how short seasons can be now. All right, your question. What physical property of a diamond do carats measure? So you say, well, it's 3 carats. What the hell are they talking about?
Can you repeat that one more time?
What physical property of a diamond do carats measure?
The clarity?
Weight. Mass. Mass. Which was news to me. Because it occurred, it's an 8-carat diamond. I know that probably means it's expensive, but also I'm like, what does that mean? Why does it matter? So, yeah, mass. I like a woman with a 4-carat mass.
I went to the Diamond Museum. That was actually fascinating.
South Africa?
Yeah.
And what was the fascinating part? Like, what
there's
did you find
one,
out?
There's one.
Well, the reason that guy and those the guys that went into the Louvre did not steal that one diamond is because it's cursed. And it's one of the biggest and most precious diamonds in the world. They could have grabbed that thing. But everybody who's tried to steal it or put their hands on it or has owned it or has wore it has died.
No
really?
Way.
Yes.
So you think these guys are like,
just
nope.
Crazy stuff like that. Or you're just like, you're looking at diamonds and there's a story behind it. You're like, ooh.
Would you want that in your museum then?
Well, as long as it's not in someone's individual
as
possession.
As long as it's on display. It's for the world to enjoy.
If someone possesses it and owns it, forget about it.
Is that the Hope Diamond?
No,
I thought that was a different one.
It's got another name to it.
What? Where did this curse come from? Like, what's the story behind it?
Just the people who owned it.
Okay. They just said, like,
they
this
just
is
started
forever.
Dropping like flies.
And, Steve, I'm mostly with you that that's a crazy thing. However, if everybody who's owned this thing has just died, like, is it crazy?
I mean, that's the thing. Look, it might not have anything to do with a curse, but circumstantial evidence says, look, all I can tell you is that everyone that owned it died.
100% of the people.
Don't know.
Right.
But they all died.
You know what, Ted? It might be either that or the Stacey Diamond.
I thought the Hope Diamond was somewhere else. I don't know enough about
diamonds. I think it's in the Louvre. I think it's in the Louvre.
Really?
Huh.
Hang on, I'll find it. Where's the Hope Diamond?
Where is it?
Cursed Diamond. Louvre.
Is it the Louvre?
The Hope Diamond is located at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C.
Ah, okay.
That's not it.
That's the next place to rob, Ted. We did the Louvre. Now we're going to Smithsonian.
It's 140 carat.
Oh, the Regent. R-E-G-E-N-T.
Okay.
Okay.
The Regent Diamond.
It's called the Cursed Diamond.
Because all the diamonds that they had there in that museum were replicas of the ones that are on display.
So none of them are real.
Correct.
Which makes sense.
Correct.
Right.
These are fake.
Or they want you to think that.
You know, that's a good point, Ted. They're like, all of these are replicas.
Ted, you're not gonna, this museum, all right, was a lot like IKEA in a weird way. Except for when you get to the end and you open these dark doors.
South African meatballs?
You go through this corridor that looks like a mining tunnel with trusses.
All right.
And like rocks on the side, and there's 2 black double doors, and you push it open, and you walk into Azale's.
Oh, for real?
Oh, I swear to God, it's not Azale's. It is an actual diamond store, and everybody's got a chick on their arm, just you're screwed. They have set you up, and guess what else they have? Champagne,
of course.
Waiters, would you like a drink?
Would you like a?
How many
diamond?
Beers do you want to put down in a half an hour period while we take your lovely woman around? Mm. Show her the crap. Mm. My daughter's just looking at everything. Dad, give me this. I'm like, I'm not your freaking husband. That's what a husband buys.
Right.
Not a dad.
Dads don't
buy daughters diamonds.
Nope. All right, Austin, your question. Prague is the capital of what country?
The Czech Republic.
Yeah. Nice job. Very good.
I'm doing a cross check.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Czech Republic.
Pepe the Prague.
More of a Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCKS.
Text the Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Head Chef got up until 4:30 with the best burgers in Seattle with Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy.
Don't ever let that stop you, man.
Okay. You're going to see a band for one last time. Are you taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I'm going to join this Taryn Daly and go to Rush.
You're going to go to Rush.
All right.
You should join the Daily Mix Morning Show tomorrow at 8:05. You could win those tickets instead of buy them.
Win them before you could buy them.
Remember that?
That was a radio thing back in the day. And then it changed your win them while you could still buy them.
That's right. Now we just want you to win them and go. But if you don't go, we'll take the tickets and go ourselves.
Exactly.
It's one of the great things about people not picking up their tickets.
That is a good point. Yeah, the winner never came forward.
Yeah, there's four pairs left. Okay, then.
But typically, it's for a band where you understand why they did not come by and pick them up. Just saying.
So what you're saying is digital time ruined that.
That's right. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah. It's different now, everything, because everybody's it's on their phone.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. I don't know why I let that bug me so much, but it just...
I'm with it, because we're old, and it just... Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because I'm old. Damn it, give me a paper ticket. All right, Justin, here is your question. What does DC stand for, as in DC Comics?
Oh. Oh,
wow. Let's see here. Detective Comics?
What is it?
Detective Comics.
Huh.
Which makes saying DC Comics a little redundant. Detective Comics Comics.
Yeah, because Comics Comics.
All right, Justin, here is your one-and-done question. True or false? Magicians can copyright their magic tricks. True or false?
Ooh, kind of a D move, but probably true.
It's not. But speaking of a D move, so here's the thing. Magicians cannot copyright their magic tricks. The deal is, if you can figure out how they did it, perform it. That said, speaking of a D move, it's understood among magicians that even if you do figure it out, do not use someone else's trick.
All right.
It's like stealing a joke from Thomas.
Jokes.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803
Rock. Big Dummy!
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Kyle, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Kyle. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Kyle, you're going to see a show one last time. You taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith it is.
Man, oh, man. Man,
oh, man. Shit.
All right, Kyle, here's your question.
Echo.
In Canada, the Juno Award is given in what field? Television, movies, music, or stage?
Stage?
It is music.
It is a fact music.
It is a fact music.
Echo. Echo.
Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Echo.
Echo. Echo. Kyle, do you hear that echo in your head?
I do not hear an echo.
Echo.
Maybe one of the crazy ones.
That one's something with our phones, right?
Or his phone. He might be on a Bluetooth or on speaker or something like that, but yeah, that's not his radio or anything.
Stop repeating yourself.
I'm sorry.
All right, your question.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Echo free. All right, Kyle, your question. What do websites use to remember your preferences?
Is there a monster that loves these?
Mm-hmm.
Websites.
What do websites use to remember your preferences?
Oh, cookies.
Baby. Nice job, Kyle. Very good.
I honestly had no idea.
Was he high?
I don't know.
No, he said he was team sober.
Okay. Did you know that sounded high. Hmm?
I don't know what cookies were, but you know, you click on a website and it always says, we use cookies, and I'm like, I don't care because I don't know what it is.
Depending on the website you're at, sometimes you should clear your cookies.
Yes.
You should do it on the regular, actually. Now, you have to re-enter your passwords all the damn time, but...
Then it won't happen.
Clear your cookies.
Clear your cookies.
Not your toss them.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Justin on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Like the other Justin, I'm on Team Sober. I'm still at work.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be one and done like he was. Okay, you're going to see a band for the last time.
No promises.
Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Good God. All right. Your question. What does the zip and zip code stand for?
Zip and zip code.
Z-I-penis. Z-I-penis.
Trying to think of what the Z would be. The Z I know.
Yeah. You do. It makes a great deal of sense. Once you hear it, you go, oh, Jesus, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Any ideas?
Zone. I got. That's all I got. Zone.
All right. Well, you got the
zone
first one almost
in
right. Zoning
indicator.
Nope. Zoning improvement plan.
Oh.
All right. Makes sense when you hear it. Like,
Justin, there's no way you could be one and done on that one, man.
Appreciate the sympathy, Miles.
And Miles just mouthed me. What an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This question is from our very own Mike Hawk. Which number comes first alphabetically?
Everybody's thinking.
Eight?
Nice.
Wow.
Nice, Justin.
Yes, indeed.
So great job.
That was based off of a picture that I saw that between the numbers 10 and 100, what is the number that comes first?
It's so just 10 between 10 and 100?
Right. Is That's why I didn't 11? Do it because it's hard to... No, it is not 11. Because 8 is still before 11.
Oh, so 80.
No.
Wait, hold on. So between 10 and 100, what is the first number that comes alphabetically?
Right. And I believe it was 18 is the first one.
That makes sense because 11 has an L, right? Instead of the I. Okay. Well done.
I got a good one you can do to mess with people.
What's that?
Talk about like letters and numbers, what comes afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what comes after L?
Bulls.
And you just jab somebody with your elbow.
I'm doing that tonight to my son.
I'm just saying.
I'm doing it to my kid tonight, dude.
You're going to get a phone call from the school, man.
Oh, I know.
Mr. Hill, your son.
Was it the bow thing? Good.
It's from a weird movie where Burt Reynolds befriends a small kid that helped solve crime and turns him into a cop, too.
What the hell was this movie?
Like One and a Half Cop? That might be the name of it.
Look, man, I believe you. I've just never heard of it. He befriends a child.
Cop and a half.
Cop and a half. Me and my mom used to watch it. It's stupid, but it's kind of fun.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Wyatt, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober. Still working.
All right, Wyatt. Where do you work?
FedEx.
Oh, you do?
How?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, man. All right, Wyatt, you're going to see a band one last time. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Oh, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith again.
Good God. I don't even know why we have a poll now.
I don't either.
They're crushing it.
They really, really are. All right, Wyatt, your question. How many different falling pieces are there in a game of Tetris?
Ooh, four?
Six?
Seven.
Over on Twitter, it's pretty tight between Aerosmith and Rush.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somehow that makes sense to me.
Some couple arguing right now.
But I want to see Bon Jovi.
Yeah, but I don't want to see women. That's the argument.
Honey, we're going to Rush.
All right, quiet Wyatt. Here is your question. Brandy is pure distilled what?
No, there's a brandy.
Cognac.
Wine. You enjoy cognac? You said that like a man who enjoys cognac.
Nah, I'm only 21. I've barely even touched the world of alcohol here.
All right. What was your first alcoholic beverage legally?
Legally, Corona with lime.
Okay. What was your first alcoholic beverage?
Hang on. Did you like the Corona with lime when you tried it first?
Yes.
Okay.
So what was your first alcoholic beverage, period?
That was
I can't remember if it was Malibu or Captain Morgan, something I stole out of my dad's
book. Either one
always
of those.
Always rum.
Like. It is, because look, man, rum is, it's a little bit sweeter. If you mix it with the right thing, it's palatable. There's a reason why we drink fortified wine.
Yeah.
When we're younger. It's not that Mad Dog's awesome, but it kind of tastes like orange.
Rum doesn't take away the taste of whatever you mix it with.
Yeah.
And rum usually leads to a good time.
Hell yeah.
For whatever reason, right?
You ever have a rum and Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
No.
Spice rum.
My brother-in-law and I know that you guys hated it, but we loved that Captain Morgan tattoo stuff in Pepsi.
Black
cherry
like
Pepsi, man. It was great.
Write all of these down there, Wyatt. Yeah.
Oh, they don't make the tattoo anymore. Y'all ran it out of town.
It's my fault, then.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
I've been on a big whiskey ginger kick.
Okay.
Really? I don't know what it is, man. I don't mind my whiskey getting mixed together.
Do you know why?
I prefer it just straight.
Because you've been on an airplane.
Yeah, that changes your drink game a little bit.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink Tanqueray, but I'll be on a plane, and I'm like, they have Tanqueray. I'll tell you what, I'll take a Tanqueray.
Time.
Yeah. No reason other than I'm on a plane. All right, your question. What Toyota sports car model had to be renamed the Celica Sports Package in January of 2005?
That's very big.
Ooh. The hint is January 2000. You're 21, so... For you, it would be history that happened just as you're born, but
20 years ago.
Very significant event in January of 2005.
January's the big one.
Well, let me rephrase that.
I mean, I only know one Toyota sports car. That's the Supra.
All right. There was a significant event that you probably heard about that happened in December of 2004. Hence, in January, the next month, Toyota said, let's go ahead and change that name.
From Celica?
To Celica.
To Celica. Celica, yeah.
I think I know what it is, but I can't believe they ever called it that.
Why not? Because, I mean, other than this one event that happened in December 2004 in my life, I had never heard.
Yep, good call.
Wasn't the Supra.
Not the Supra.
I got no idea.
Yeah, based on the tsunami.
Oh.
It was called the Toyota Tsunami.
Oh, no way.
December 2004, what happened in Indonesia happened. Right. So the next month, Toyota said, let's go ahead and switch that bad boy up.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
How that word starts with a T is beyond me.
Yeah, I know. They just do things to be difficult.
I think it's the base language where it comes from. It is more of a tsunami.
So we're saying it wrong, basically?
Yeah, hang on.
Tsunami. Tsunami.
I don't know. I don't think I'd ever really heard of that word until I saw it all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Japanese.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Tsunami. All right. Come on, Japan, make it easy.
It means harbor wave. Tsu is harbor, and wave is nami.
Oh, I mean, made it real simple.
Okay.
All right, your question. What type of bones does a phrenologist measure? What type of bones does a phrenologist measure? It's a very specific bone.
The frenulum?
femur?
That would have been my guess. This one's big.
So it's not from an animal. It's like a dinosaur.
It's a specific bone, the skull.
Oh,
skulls.
Ah.
All right, Wyatt, your question. What sense is most closely linked to memory?
What was that?
What sense, what of your five senses, is most closely linked to memory?
Smell.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that one.
Okay. Yep. All right, Tsunami Man, you know your state.
Big brain on Wyatt.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Knows his smells.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
bitches. Hola. Howdy, on team sober or team not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you get to see a band one final time. You taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Oh, look at that.
Finally.
All right.
Apparently they're beefing right now.
Oh, they're
They've
done.
Been beefing
they've
for
been
years, man.
Got to get some sexual education.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you see them last time they were in town?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was working.
I did, and honestly, man, it wasn't a good show. The music was good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they played well, but there's something about the vibe. They very clearly hated each other, and somehow that...
Well, Daryl Hall's ear monitor wouldn't work, so he couldn't hear anything. So, like, for half the show, he couldn't hear anything, so he's getting all pissed off.
Mm-hmm. It still sounded good, but again, I understand.
John, give me your monitor. Give it!
All right, your question. What is the name of the cat in the Disney movie Cinderella?
Lucifer.
One and done.
I wouldn't have guessed that in 20 million
nice
years.
Nice job.
I've it's a heard cat. The name. I know. I just, you know me and Disney.
Yeah.
We have a bad relationship.
Kids, young girls had to watch the movie all the time.
Oh, okay.
No, that I makes got more stuck. Sense.
Did you have to go through the Frozen years as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
God almighty. Which movie would you rather watch if they said, Dad, we want to go down memory lane, Frozen or Cinderella?
Actually, Frozen. My girls are really good at singing in their dresses and everything. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
My daughter had to have one of those Frozen princess dresses, right? She's like two or three. Here's the thing I didn't realize about them. And like any kid, she would wear them all the time. I don't know what material it's made out of, but when you try to pick up your child, just know you're going to drop them on the floor.
Oh, that's like... Oh,
yeah. I'm still holding the dress. You know what I mean? I just fell through. And there's my daughter at my feet. All right, hey, before we let you go, we have a 50-50 question for you. True or false? Vern Troyer, a.k.a. Mini-Me from the Austin Powers movies, was raised Amish.
I'm going to say false.
It's true.
Just a little bit.
Damn, man.
He's just a little Amish.
He's just a little Amish.
It's a very small buggy and horseshoe answer. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 ride.
Why is a shoebox on a skateboard?
Why is your picnic table so small?
Yeah, he doesn't need a horse. He needs like a
quarter horse, a little pony.
Like a little dog.
My little pony.
A dog.
Love your furniture. Is that play school?
Yeah, but we built it ourselves.
I got a whole grocery store in the back.
Oh, my God. One of the comments on YouTube. Hall & Oates broke up because one wanted to sell the catalog, and the other said, I can't go for that.
All right. Well done. Well done.
That's very good. The comments are killing it, man. I love these guys.
Hello, Randy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Randy, sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Randy, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, men's room poll. You're going to see a band for the last time. You taking Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
It's Aerosmith.
It is Aerosmith.
All right, Randy, your question. What citrus-flavored soft drink was introduced by Coca-Cola in 1979 to compete with Pepsi's Mountain Dew? As a hint, it is not Sprite.
7-Up?
Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow.
Oh, come on, Mellow Yellow.
I thought it was Squirt.
God, that was just the worst name. Squirt.
Excuse me.
Hey, give me a 6-pack of Spooge and...
Has anybody ever had a Mellow Yellow?
Yes.
I've had not in the last 30 years.
Where I'm from in West Virginia, that's the equivalent of bottled water. So if you didn't get... Mellow Yellow used to be cheaper than Mountain Dew.
All right.
So people would stock up on that because it was, lower price point.
Damn.
It was like bottled water. Generic cola did not make an equivalent to Mountain Dew. They would cover all the other bases.
Did they even try?
No.
Like a generic?
They do lemon, lime, grape, root beer, orange. They did everything. They would not do Mountain Dew.
I don't think anyone should try to reproduce Mountain Dew.
Yeah, cherry sodas. They do it all.
I will say, the Sprite is going to be my go-to.
Yeah.
But about once or twice a year, it's like, yeah, I could go for a Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
My wife likes them. I don't know, man. It tastes like whatever the ingredients are.
I don't know what it's supposed to taste like.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't even know what it's supposed to mimic.
Flavor is Mountain Dew. They don't put it in candy flavor. They don't put it in any other flavor.
But isn't the
there's
same
no Mountain
thing
Dew
true?
Flavored ice cream. There's no other flavor that you use it other than Mountain Dew.
But I would say it's true of colas. The only thing a cola tastes like is another cola. The only thing Pepsi tastes like is Coke. But what in the Sprite, you go lemon lime. And you're right, Mountain Dew, no idea. Coca-Cola. It's delicious, but what else could you compare it to?
Here's the weirdest thing about Mountain Dew. The reason that it was created was to mix with whiskey and to mix with moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to a bar, very rarely do they have Mountain Dew on the gun.
Nope.
They do in West Virginia.
Of course.
Because of whiskey and Mountain Dew.
I'd say the moonshine.
But I have never had a Mountain Dew with whiskey, which is the entire reason they produce this stuff.
I will say this. I really dislike Mountain Dew. So if I have to have a Mountain Dew, please add whiskey. I'll go old school.
I mean, it might be great. I don't know. I just never tried it.
It could be.
That makes sense, though, dude. When you go to Texas, I remember the first time I went to Dallas, these businessmen came in and they ordered, Fireball and something else as a cocktail. And I just kind of was like, you guys don't strike me as Fireball drinkers. They were like, no, but when you mix it with this, it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Texas is the biggest Dr. Pepper consumer.
Well, that's where it's from.
And they love it.
Yes,
matter
they
of
do.
Fact, Dr. Pepper, I want to say, surpassed everybody as the number one selling soft drink beverage.
I don't get it.
In America.
Yeah. All right, here is your question, Randy. What was the name of the pig in Charlotte's Web?
I have no... Babe?
Wasn't Wilbur.
Oscar?
It was Wilbur.
It was Wilbur.
It was Wilbur. Yep, okay. That's Wilbur. How many different famous pigs are there? And I don't mean like Porky and all that.
Well, there's Wilbur. Porky, you give Porky credit. He's a famous pig.
Yeah, but he's not a real pig. Because, like, Babe lit it on fire. And then you had, what's the face? Wilbur, Charlotte's Web. You had the pigs in Animal Farm. For some reason, I feel like there's more famous pigs, and I'm just not tracking. Miss Piggy?
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't there a piglet in
Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
All right, your question. What car manufacturer, which went bankrupt in 2011, was the first to include seatbelts as a standard feature in their vehicles? I believe they were
bankrupt in 2011?
Yeah, they went bankrupt in 2011. Swedish car brand.
Saab? Sorry.
That's what I thought.
Saab is great.
Boy, I never liked Saabs.
Do you want more? Oh, man, I loved them.
I know they ran well. Just the body styles, man. Just
my dad's used to break down all the time. So, when I got on a plane one time and realized I'm in a Saab aircraft, I'm I know. Jesus Christ. Like, he couldn't even keep that thing a week running. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Like, hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Oh, yeah.
Dwayne, sober or not sober?
Drinking a little bit.
All right. So, sober Dwayne, as he would tell the cops.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll see you a band one last time. You taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I thought I was going to be the first one to...
Hello?
Was you? There you are.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be the first one to break the string there. I want to go see Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting a fist fight, man.
Hall & Oates got as many votes right now as far as the contestants as Bon Jovi. More than Rush.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
We'll have to share that with Taryn. Hey, Taryn, look, we're not saying anything. Yep. Read into it any way you want. More people want to see Hall & Oates than Rush. Me personally, I'm taking Rush on that list. All right. Here is your question. What Olympic field event's two main styles are the glide and the spin?
Two main styles. Well, I kind of want to go with curling, but it could be... Let's just go with curling.
You said track and field, right?
A field event, yes.
Shot put.
I didn't hear that part.
Well, I don't know if you're doing like grass curling.
That makes sense. Because they're like the Randy Barnes guy. He used to be a twirler.
Mm-hmm.
And then
a spinner.
Or a spinner. And then Brock Lesnar's daughter is just straight ahead shot putter.
And boy, she is easy on the eyes. I mean, I look at her and just like, man.
If only you were younger.
Let me open my pants. Yeah.
Yeah, go meet Dad.
Just like her father, and that is the image I want. It's just like, wow.
Not going to do anything because I'm afraid of your dad.
I am terrified of your dad.
Exactly.
Nice traps. All right. I'm not wrong.
It is a trap.
Two of them.
Don't talk back to her. I think she dates by a football player.
Like, I thought she got married to a football player.
Yeah, really?
We're getting married. Doesn't matter. He still can't beat her ass.
I know.
I just went, like, you're at college. Just start recruiting the kid now.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, she's something. All right, your question. What does PIN stand for, as in your PIN number?
Personal Identification Number.
You got it.
There you go.
Nice job, Brandon.
Heads up, London again. Personal Identification Number.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes, the best burgers in Seattle, on the way at 4:30. And we got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.